Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
Thank you for this opportunity to share with you my personal journey from the Warsaw Ghetto to the struggle for animal rights. I was 5 years old on September 1st, 1939, when the Nazi armies invaded Poland.
This is a quote by Dr. Alex Hirschhaft. Quote, "I am convinced that if the oppression of animals is no longer accepted, other forms of violence will disappear. This is my mission in life, and I will never stop motivating people to choose a life free of violence and oppression." End quote. Dr. Alex Hirschhaft. In just a few minutes, Dr. Alex Hirschhaft will be joining us for an interview on Vegan Nation, and he recently celebrated his 92nd birthday. First, let's hear a little bit more of the recording of his speech. This was in 2015 in Tel Aviv.
Thank you for this opportunity to share with you my personal journey from the Warsaw Ghetto to the struggle for animal rights. I was 5 years old on September 1st, 1939, when the Nazi armies invaded Poland. About 6 months later, we and about 450,000 other Jews in Warsaw and some of the surrounding areas were ordered to move into the Jewish section of Warsaw under penalty of death. Most had to move in with strangers. We were fortunate in that my grandparents had a large apartment in the Jewish section, so we were able to just move in with them. Eventually, we noticed certain streets being blocked off to traffic, little pieces of wall going up here and there. By November 16, 1940, the walls were joined and the streets were blocked and the Warsaw Ghetto was born.
That recording we just heard by Dr. Alex Hirschhaft is titled Holocaust to Compassion, and that is on the Farm Animal Rights Movement video channel. We are joined by Dr. Alex Hirschhaft. Dr. Alex Hirschhaft is a Holocaust survivor, originally from Poland, and he is the founder of Farm Animal Rights Movement in the USA. Thank you, Dr. Hirschhaft. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Marlene. Glad to be with you and your listeners.
Thank you for all that you do and all that you have done all these decades. Will you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, let's see. As you mentioned, I was born in Poland. I survived the Holocaust in the Warsaw Ghetto, and I came to the United States in 1951. Worked my way through and got my PhD in chemistry in 1961. I spent a couple of years in Israel between 61 and 63, where I founded the League for Abolition of Religious Coercion in Israel. Came back to the States in 63 and eventually became involved with the animal rights movement, as we will soon find out.
Thank you very much, Dr. Hirschhaft.
So in 1966, my daughter was born. And what that did is it started me thinking more about issues of life and death, where I had not been as concerned with those issues before. And it brought back memories of the Holocaust. And I started asking questions like, why did I survive when 95% of the Warsaw Ghetto residents perished? Why was I part of the 5% who survived? And what do I owe the world for surviving? How do I repay the debt, so to speak? And I kept pondering those questions. And then in the 1970s, there was a great interest in the environment in the United States. in 1969, Congress passed the National Environmental Protection Act. In 1970, the Environmental Protection Agency was formed. It was the first year of the National Earth Day. And because of my chemistry background, I decided to devote my professional education and experience to helping the environment. And I specialized in the management of hazardous waste. So I went to work for a consulting firm in Washington, D.C., and they sent me to a Midwestern slaughterhouse to do an inventory of their wastewater problems. So the next morning, I went to the slaughterhouse. I met the manager, and he showed me around. And then I was off going through their waste areas, taking notes. And I turned a corner, and I saw these piles of body parts, legs and heads and hearts and lungs. And it immediately brought back flashbacks of the piles of eyeglasses and shoes and hair that I saw in pictures of the Auschwitz Museum. The comparison just drew itself, and I started asking these questions. Are we doing to animals what the Nazis did to us? And had I been suddenly transformed from a victim of the Holocaust to an oppressor of animals? I was very, very disturbed. I could not complete the assignment. I had to take the next flight back. And the questions bothered me for months. I could not find peace. And eventually I came across the writings of another survivor of the Holocaust from Warsaw, just as I have been, who wrote that for the animals, life is an eternal Treblinka. And that was Isaac Bashevis Singer, who later, some years later, received the Nobel Prize for Literature. Once I realized that there was at least one other person who had the same problems rationalizing what we're doing to animals, I eventually calmed down a little, but I resolved right then and there that I would spend the rest of my life fighting the oppression of animals for food. And it wouldn't be for another 3 years that I would finally get a chance to implement my pledge.
Thank you, Dr. Hirschhaft. And I also want to say happy birthday to you last month, turning 92 years old. Happy, happy birthday, Dr. Hirschhaft.
Thank you. So after this experience at the slaughterhouse, which was in 1972, for the next 3 years, I kind of tried to figure out what to do with myself and how to implement my resolution to devote the rest of my life to ending the use of animals for food. In the spring of 1975, someone handed me a leaflet announcing a World Vegetarian Congress to be held in Orono, Maine in August of 1975. I realized that this might be my only opportunity to implement my pledge. So I went, and it was truly, truly a life-changing experience. And I became active immediately. Since I lived in Washington, it also allowed me to testify at the various government hearings, including the Senate Select Committee on Nutrition and Human Needs, which finally in 1977 gave Americans permission not to eat animals for the very first time. So what happened in 1979 is I met Jim Mason, who authored Animal Factories and An Unnatural Order, two books about oppression of animals. I was helping him edit his book Animal Factories, which was mostly photographs of American factory farms. And I became so impressed with that that I decided that there had to be some way of stopping this, of stopping the abuse of animals and stopping their use for food. I asked Jim to help me found an organization, but he wasn't interested. He was interested in writing more books. So I started one of my own, which eventually became the Farm Animal Rights Movement. And in 1981, I arranged a conference. At that point, I had also met a number of animal rights activists. They were very involved with two issues, vivisection and fur, mostly fur and vivisection. They were conducting campaigns against the slaughter of fur seals in the Gulf of St. Lawrence in Canada. They were ending the experiments on sexual experiments on cats in the American Museum of Natural History in New York. And I brought them to this conference. But the animal rights people, although they didn't eat animals either, their main interest was vivisection and fur. So I just basically started doing this on my own. And then eventually Karen Davis and then PETA. My first campaign was the veal ban campaign, because veal calves raised in crates.
There's no deeper connection than mother and child, and humans do not corner that market of maternal affection and instinct. Are you responsible for destroying that bond? As a non-vegan, you are. And Tyke, so nice.
Let's have a little musical interlude. This is Entice, the lyrical vegan, with her song, A Mother's Right. And for our listeners who might not know that even the heifers are abducted and put in crates. It's not just the bull calves.
How'd you feel giving birth for the first time? Looking in the eyes, you see sunshine. When you heard the sound of the first cry, looking around your family so close by, no time for playing games. Family life kicking off, everything in your range gonna change. Got the wallpaper ready, got the blankets with the teddy. Dapper bag already heavy, speed dial already for your bestie. They gon' be right by your side, even if you're lefty. Protect your new king like a chess piece. Or if she's a queen or anyone between, it's a blessing. But hold up, wait a minute. Reality is, that's not how you living. It's called a rape wreck and you sitting in it. Tied up, can't move in it. Or you looking for your man, it's gonna be a minute. They gotta get his semen so they can fist you with it. Electric shots to his balls, and it's how to get it. Yeah, he's tied up too, he can help you in this. Never scream so much, can't believe you in this. There's no one around that can save you in this. Your life is so dark like a sip of Guinness. And it's about to get worse what you about to witness. What a long dream. Gotta let my job know that I'm out and I'm on leave. Gotta get ready for prenatal therapy. Lamaze breathing class, it takes care of me. Honey, get the schedule, tell me what's next for me. Don't wanna overbook, can you write the check for me? Why is the man from my dream standing next to me? Oh, it's not a dream, what else can he take from me? Oh, nothing much. Just the baby that you carried inside you for 9 months. Felt your baby bump, can't wait for that first touch. Want them in your arms, can't wait for that first clutch. Chain around your neck could affect, make it all tough. When you enslave, can't move his butt so much. That you could do, you try to fight so tough. Try to get out so bad with no luck.
The heifers and bull calves are abducted so that humans who refuse to get weaned can consume the mother's breast milk. The heifers are kept in calf hutches so they become docile. And the bull calves are quickly killed. Much thanks to Entice for her music.
Oh, here we go now. Doctor says push, got the fam, got the whole crowd. Screw what they said about your honey with your low count. It's just you and I, we gon' do this, we gon' show him out. Oh, I can see him, please let me have him. Why are you taking him? Oh my God, you stabbed him. Right, I'm enslaved, no family around him. All I have is anger, depression, and sadness. I wanna hold him one time in his madness. All I see is blood springing out like a mattress. What's on my chest poking me like a cactus? On a machine, milking me as my status. 4 times a day, they doing it. I just wanna die if I'm choosing it. That's on the list too, again, I'm doing it. I'm back in this rape rack and I'm losing it.
listening. Finally heading back to my house. 5 years of torture, I'm glad I'm getting out. It's a bumpy ride, but I got my baby on my side. Stroke his hair back as I sing a lullaby. Smell of death in the wind as the air pass by. Not sure what it is, cause I'm on a mother high. 4 babies taken from me, so many cries. Now I could be with you, it's just you and I. We made it, son, we made it to our house. But this is not our house, this is the slaughterhouse. This is the life of every single dairy cow. This is what you're paying for, it's kinda really scary. How I have to make these songs, I have to tell you this. How many times do I have to tell you this? I do it to my grave, until you connect with this. Blowing out your animal abuse like I made a wish.
Then we started the World Day for Farm Animals in 1983, and then Great American Meetup in 1985. We did a lot of picketing at the U.S. Department of Agriculture here in Washington, including invading the secretary's office at one point, doing a sit-in, and blocking the main entrance, basically all trying to get their attention to the issue of raising animals for food. We did a lot of slaughterhouse visits, witnessing the animals being brought to slaughter. We had a whole campaign aimed at children, particularly in schools, making sure that they would get vegan lunches in schools. We had a huge program where we had 3 vans traveling to rock concerts and college campuses showing vegan videos.
We're listening to Dr. Alex Hirschheft, a Holocaust survivor and the founder of FARM, Farm Animal Rights Movement. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Alex Hirschheft. From the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We're very fortunate to be joined by Dr. Alex Hirschheft, founder of FARM Animal Rights Movement.
There's a lot of efforts to try to end the tragedy of raising animals for food. Our biggest achievement was holding the movement together for 30 years through our Animal Rights National Conference that each year would bring together about 150 speakers and about 1,500 attendees for a national conference about animal rights. Was designed to inspire people to activism, train them, and to provide networking between different organizations. We had about 120 exhibitors, mostly organizations and vendors. It was a really, really powerful, unifying event that ended in 2019.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Hirschheft. We're joined by Dr. Alex Hirschheft. Born July 1st, 1934, in Warsaw, Poland, he is a Holocaust survivor. Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Let's have another little musical interlude. This is The Turkey Song by Will Tuttle. His album Animal Songs. And I'm also excited to know that in the conference in Maine in the summer of 1975, that you also mentioned your other colleagues in the animal liberation, animal rights movement, such as Karen Davis, and your work with Jim Mason, and your work with Ingrid Newkirk, and I have interviewed them on Vegan Nation. So this is really exciting and honorable to know that all of you have done so much work throughout all the decades, which will result in animal liberation and peace on Earth. I truly believe that.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Hirschhaft. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages would you like to leave with our listeners?
I'm pretty much retired now. As you mentioned, I'm 92. I'm no longer running farm on a day-to-day basis. I'm still the president. And I'm spending most of my time now trying to get my book published. My book is called Never Again Revisited, My Journey in the Holocaust to Animal Rights. When I talked about my life's experiences and my journey from the Holocaust to animal rights, there is a chapter where I do draw a comparison. So if you look superficially at the two processes, they look very similar. And the reason for that is if you're trying to kill a large number of beings, of sentient beings, very quickly and at low cost, you're going to use pretty much the same procedures, whether you're talking about cows, pigs, or humans. So it's very easy to show operational and organizational structural similarities between the processes. So the major difference that's usually quoted is the moral and the value of the victims, of the victims' lives. So I spent quite a bit of time in my book, in my chapter, talking about motives. And it turns out that there are a lot of motives involved, different motives, because there are a number of different actors involved in each killing process. There are the enablers who make this possible. There are the implementers who do all the office work, and the executioners who do the actual killing.
Thank you, Dr. Hirschhaft.
Never Again Revisited, My Journey from the Holocaust to Animal Rights.
With us, not for us, to love, not to own. We share this life's journey. We don't walk alone. We're different yet equal, in God's eyes, in mine. And the bond forged between us endures beyond time. Let me see what you see. Let me hear what you hear. Let me love as you
quote, I am convinced that if the oppression of animals is no longer accepted, other forms of violence will disappear. This is my mission in life, and I will never stop motivating people to choose a life free of violence and oppression. End quote. Dr. Alex Hirschhaft. Thank you, Dr. Hirschhaft. And thank you very, very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Sure, glad to do it. Thank you.
With us, not for us, on four legs or two, on wings rising skyward, or fins bathed in blue. Forgive what we've done, guide our hearts to be true. You're with us, not for us, that's our promise to you. Let me see what you see. Let me hear what you hear. Let me love as you love. Let me sing without fear the song of your beauty, the song of your soul, a song of celebration where all are made whole, a song of celebration where all are made whole.
I'd like to thank my guest, Dr. Alex Hersheft, a Holocaust survivor originally from Poland. He is the founder of Farm Animal Rights Movement. I'd also like to thank the vegan musicians we heard in the program today. We heard Dr. Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. We heard Calves Song. And we also heard Daniel Redwood, With Us, Not For Us. And let's go out with this great song, Our Planet Bears Two, by Bart Hart, Mike Ohio, Mr. Sugar. And this is from the National Animal Rights Day, Warsaw, 2022. Much thanks to all the listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day. The translation of some of these lyrics from Polish to English are Our Planet, Theirs Too. Do you feel their heartbeat? Do you feel their will to live? In every one of them, they want to live. Let them live. By evening, sandstorms rising, every grain a single cry. At dawn, the winds will lash us with the fragments of their pain and the howl. Do you feel their pain? Let them live. By evening, sandstorms rising, every grain a single cry. At dawn, the winds will lash us with the fragments of their pain. And the howl will echo loudly, so loudly through the sky. Even in the summer, it will still remain.
Wieczorem przewidywane burze piaskowe, a każde ziarenko to jeden krzyk. O świcie możliwe miejscowe zamiecie, wiatr na złych łoszcze drobinkami krzywd. A wył będzie głośno, tak głośno, że w lecie nadal się będzie niósł echem przez świat. Trzy, dwa, jeden i wszyscy!
The English translation can be heard on Our Planet, Theirs Too video channel. And I also have it on my website, vegansradio.com, August 25th, 2026. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Naprawdę mocne.